Good morning, everyone. The Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. A couple of housekeeping notes as we get started here. Since this is a Zoom meeting, please leave your microphones muted until asked to speak or comment. If you can go ahead and press star 6, that will unmute your Zoom. And I think star 9 is to raise your hand for questions. When it is your turn to speak, please speak clearly and loudly so that we can get it all recorded. We have public comment towards the beginning of the meeting and at the very end of the meeting. And we also take public comment on every action item on the agenda. So please, if you do wish to make comments, please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Be precise, to the point, and please don't replicate whatever someone else prior to you has spoken about. With that said, if you'd please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, I hope that everyone enjoyed Nevada Day on Saturday, and hope you enjoyed Halloween as well. We had a lot of trick-or-treaters around here. So, first up on the agenda today is item number 4. This is discussion for possible action. This is approval of the agenda for November the 2nd, 2020. County Manager Osborne, do we have any changes or corrections to make to today's agenda?
No, Mr. Chairman, we don't.
Very good. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, Vice Chairman Carmona, would you motion to approve today's agenda?
Yes, Chair. I move to approve today's agenda.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 5. Item 5 is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing no comments, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. I move to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 6. This is public comment. Anyone wishing to make public comment, go ahead and we'll start right now. Hearing no public comment, we'll move on to item 7 of today's agenda. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee staff reports. I'll start off with the Sheriff's Office, with Sheriff Antonoro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Only one thing today, real quickly. Was not a resident of Story County, but he did own property here in Story County and been a fixture for decades up here, the passing of Dale Turney. Anybody who knows Dale, he's been a member of the Term Order of Eagles for years. He's been involved with the Clampers for a lot of years. He did taxes for the senior citizens down at the senior center. He passed away this past week. Matter of fact, a week ago today, I believe. So he's going to be missed. They're going to be doing a funeral service at the Veterans Cemetery for him on Thursday. And that's all I have.
Thanks for that, Sheriff. And along the lines of Dale and his first wife, Patricia, raised their children here in Virginia City. He worked for Sierra Pacific Power Company for like 32 years. And he was instrumental when they were building the Valmy Power Plant out by Battle Mountain, that he had all of the equipment FOB'd to the power plant out at Clark, Tracy, so that Story County would get credited for the sales tax on that. He was also a long-time member of the Story County Volunteer Fire Department. I actually went through my EMT training with Dale, and he was quite the mentor, very, very intelligent, very well-educated person. So he was a real asset to this community. So thank you for that, Sheriff. Moving along now for Public Works Operations over there, Mike Northend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northend, Operations Projects Coordinator, for the record. A few items to update the board on. Starting off with the Divide Project, the Justice Court Tenant Improvement Project. Still proceeding well. We're still slightly under budget and on schedule. There are some potential change orders that we are considering that will include things like a backup generator, possibly skylights or solar tubes to get some natural light into a portion of the interior office space. We're currently getting prices on these items, and we will consider them when we have an idea of budget and schedule impacts. Next is Depot project, the BNC Freight Depot. We now have two qualified design build teams that have submitted proposals. Staff will be meeting to evaluate the two teams and their proposals and provide a staff report at the next Board of Commissioners meeting for the board's consideration. Both teams are ready to begin work immediately upon approval of their respective proposals, whichever way you decide to go. Highlands Community Center, Loomis & Associates has submitted their proposal for engineering and construction administration services for phase one, which will be construction of a new fire truck storage building. Staff is currently preparing a report that should be available next week. Loomis also provided an engineer's estimate for the project, so we're looking at ways to reduce the estimated project cost. Next is the Visitor Center at the Black & Howell site. Loomis & Associates also provided a proposal for design services for the new visitor center. This building is quite a bit more involved and includes subsurface investigation from structural design and some specialty design work centering around the Taylor Street retaining wall stabilization. And there's also some elevation challenges at the boardwalk along the C Street side. Staff is currently analyzing that proposal and should have a staff report out this week. Last item is Title VI compliance. Myself and Toby Witten and Laura Mather are scheduled for the annual training in Title VI compliance. This training is put on by NDOT. It's a four-hour session that will keep us compliant with that requirement, as well as provide us a chance to update our county's Title VI implementation plan and get that submitted for this year. That training happens on November 16th. And that's all I have for you, gentlemen.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No question.
Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Mike?
None today, Chairman. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Move over to the Community Chest and Library, Eric Schoen. We have Eric on today? None? Okay. All right, I see we have the Story County Assessor, Jana Seddon, with us today. Anything, Jana?
Good morning. I have nothing new to report today.
All right, thank you very much. The Story County Recorder, Marnie Hanson-Martinez.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Nothing to report today.
All righty. Thank you, Marnie.
Thank you.
Okay. So our Labor Relations, Jeannie Green.
Nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Director of Communications, Dave Ballard.
Good morning, everyone. I have nothing to dabble with today.
Thank you, Dave. Director of IT, James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Just a couple updates. We've completed the equipment move from the old training building at 141 North Key Street. All the switching and the old fiber equipment that was down in the basement has been relocated to an outdoor tower enclosure. So the disposition of that building is whatever you guys decide to do with it. We're no longer relying on the infrastructure that was down in that basement. We're applying some security updates to our main data center this week. That's going to update Tyler and some of our web services. Our third-party network monitoring service, Arctic Wolf, has identified some potential vulnerabilities, and we're addressing those immediately. So we're going to have a few minutes of downtime this Thursday to do a quick update. And then Sierra Electronics will be up tomorrow during elections to tie in Dave's dispatch center to the county network and also tie in the jail tower at the south end of town. And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to see you've got the equipment out of the old training center. That's a real good move. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
No, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona, do you have the same question? Do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, James. All right. Story County Senior Citizen Services, Stacey York.
Good morning, Stacey York, for the record. On Wednesday, November 11th, we are doing a Veterans Day drive-through spaghetti feed. So there will be a cruise down C Street, and hopefully everybody will cruise down to the Senior Center and grab a spaghetti lunch. We'll be doing that from 11 to 1. Today started an opioid social awareness campaign that Community Chest and Senior Services put together. So check the county website and social media outlets to learn more about opioid addiction. And this Thursday, November 5th, there's a blood drive in memory of Edna Rosso from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Story County Senior Center parking lot. And that is it.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Stacey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Stacey?
No, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Stacey?
None. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Stacey. All right. Our HR director, Toby Witten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report today.
All righty. Great. Thank you, Toby. Over at Community Relations, Laura Mather.
Good morning. Laura Mather for the record. For the Community Relations report, I would like to turn it over to Heidi Taffy, and she's going to give an update on the CARES Act Small Business Grants.
All righty. Thank you. Go right ahead, honey.
Good morning. Heidi Taffy for the record. Currently, we have 22 applicants for the Small Business Grants. 20 of them have been approved. We have two pending approval, and we have until November 13th for other businesses who may not have decided yet to go ahead and upload their applications to Zoom Grants. And that is all for today.
All right, very good. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Honey?
I do not.
All righty. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right, very good. All right, our Community Development Director and Fire Marshal, Martin Azevedo.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Martin Azevedo, for the record, Community Development Director and County Fire Marshal. Just a couple things regarding the Tyler programs that we are implementing. One is the INCO program. It's going well. We have a meeting usually weekly with them regarding our setup and building the system. It's going well. We've had a few little speed bumps, but those are all smoothed out now, and it's going well. On the Tyler Mobilize side, which is the plan review and inspection side, that is also going very well. It's going very fast. They are actually moving a little bit quicker than the INCO side, which we knew that was going to happen. But it is going extremely well. We have a meeting with them every week. We are following the schedule on what we need to have done each week. The staff is definitely kicked in and helped out with this. I'd just like to throw out Ashley Mead and Joe Starnes. They are fantastic in helping with the program and with the meetings and getting everything together. We're all working together on it, putting a lot of hours into this program with our department. But it is going well, and that's all I have for you today.
All right. Thanks, Martin. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Martin?
Not today, thank you.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions for Martin?
No, today, thanks.
Very good. Thank you, Martin. All right. Our Director of Emergency Management, Joe Curtis.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Joe Curtis from the record. I do have a little briefing for you. Of course, on the current COVID status in our county and within the Quad County here. Hope you all got a little bit of candy this weekend, so everybody be all sweetened up. So between October 11th and the 24th, Story County had 6 new cases. That brought us up to a total of 24 total cases. One of those cases is still hospitalized at this point that we are aware of. There were no new cases reported over the weekend, however, so that's good. There was one recovery reported over the weekend. So we currently have 4 active cases of COVID pending within Story County, the actual residents in Story County. I've been getting questions on this aspect here, is that as of this time, we have not received any notification from the state health that a recent death that occurred in Story County was caused by COVID. Get people asking, saying, well, we heard about this and we heard that. Well, to this point, we've not received any verification that it was a COVID death. And until we receive such notice, it does not show as a COVID statistic for Story County. We're continuing to work real closely with Carson City Health and Human Services and the Story County School District regarding the school planning and notification process. We have received notification from the schools that they have had one positive COVID case in the school as an enrolled student, and that one is included within six cases during that period of time from the 1st of May of the month. With this uptick that we're kind of seeing in COVID cases all around the area, and the media coverage I think has an involvement too, people are increasing themselves to getting tested for the COVID. The impact of the increased testing is on the state flu test lab, and it slowed down some of the result notifications. So if you get tested, your results might be slow in coming back, but they will get back to you. It's just that they're a little bit overloaded. So since March, the Quad County has seen a total of 1,854 cases with 1,661 recovered, and there were 23 deaths reported. So the vaccinations that we're looking at having to be involved in, the development is not expected until sometime in early 21. So it doesn't look like it's going to be real soon, but we'll keep you posted on that. The interesting statistic that came up that I acquired this last week was that out of the 4 county region, the most prevalent exposures reported were 1, contact with confirmed COVID-19 cases, which was a 53% factor. Secondly, it was going to a grocery or retail store at 24%, and of course, working in a healthcare field, which is 12%. It doesn't really affect Story, but that's quite common. And the last one would be attending or working in a school, which was 11%. The lowest exposures that are reported, interestingly enough, are coming from, and these are low, remember, from airports, international travel, and going to church. Those are the lower ones. However, specifically for all Story County cases, specifically Story County, the reported exposures were primarily grocery stores, eating at a restaurant, and attending church. The community COVID testing, Monday, November 5th, is the Mark Twain Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m. So we'll be down there if anybody wants to get tested at the community center at the old station 73. So come by there then. Wednesday, November 18th, is be at the BC Senior Center from 2 to 4. Trying to catch some of those afternoon people and maybe late or early off work, those folks. We'll have three test sites in December. We'll be doing flu shots through November anyway, as well as the COVID tests. And the vaccinations when they become available. Over the weekend, the holiday, three-day weekend here, we did have two cases of reported vandalism and destruction of county property to the hand sanitizer stations. And that will require that the stations be totally replaced with new dispensers. And so we're already working on that. They'll be ordered quite quickly. It's kind of sad to see that there's somebody out there that decides that it's necessary to vandalize and destroy a hand sanitizer station, but that was on C Street, by the way. And that is the end of my report for November 2nd, 2020.
Very good, Joe. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Joe?
No questions, but thank you so much, Joe. You've undertaken such a challenging task here. You had a great job. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Carmona, do you have any follow-up questions for Joe?
No questions.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Moving over to the Planning Department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. I wanted to give you an update on our RS-2477 project contract that we've had. All the field work has been completed, and we do have background information on a bunch of roadways that our contractor believes qualify for the RS-2477 definition. So our next steps are to have our legal counsel review some of this with us to go over the formatting and the language that we'll have on these. And then eventually we'll add this to our mapping for the GIS mapping that we have for the county. So we're very encouraged how quickly we got this information back and how helpful this will be to us. The other second item is just a reminder that at the Planning Commission meeting this Thursday evening at 6, the USGS will be giving us an update on their water study for the Highlands. And anybody interested in attending that, there's information on the Story County website, the agenda is available, and how to walk into the meeting. It's being done on Zoom as part of the Planning Commission. And that's all I have today.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy. Mr. Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Kathy?
No, sir, thank you.
Mr. Carmona, do you have any questions for Kathy?
Not today.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Moving along now, we'll go over to the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain.
Good morning. I just want to let everybody know that we are still diligently working on the audit. I had a meeting on Friday, Thursday with Joe Costanza, our auditor, and we are pretty much on track to have the draft ready for the first meeting in December. So everybody keep your fingers crossed that we have no hiccups between now and then.
Terrific, yeah. Mr. Gilman, do you have any follow-up questions for Jennifer?
Do not, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Carmona?
Not today, Chairman.
All righty, thank you, Jennifer. All right, moving over to the Fire Department. Chief Nevin?
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of quick things. Dear Electronics and started installing radios into all the fire department apparatus and got our handheld program. So we're pretty much set. I believe they're just finishing up the last few pieces of equipment this week. And then we'll wait for the switch over with the update from James Dean this morning, get the dispatch ready to go. And then the Bureau of Land Management, people might have seen is doing a project on Geiger Grade and the Highlands area off of Calaveras and Pitt Road in that area. That is strictly the Bureau of Land Management project, so if anybody has any questions, they should contact their field office directly in the city. That, again, that's not our project, so I can provide any information I can, but I don't have much on that. That's all that I have.
All right, Jeff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the chief?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. No questions.
All right, Commissioner Carmona?
No questions, sir.
All right. Thank you, chief. All right. Legal counsel, Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only update I would bring is that Stericycle moved to intervene in the lawsuit brought by Mary Lou Wilson. Judge Russell granted that request last week, so they are now part of that lawsuit. That's all I have.
All righty. Thank you, Keith. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a couple items. Number one is on November 18th, we have a town hall scheduled in Lockwood to have a workshop with the community and ask them what they would like to do as far as flood mitigation projects in that community. And we're going to have some guests that will be present to talk about FEMA funding and other available resources to actually get some projects done in that area. It'll be on November 18th, and it'll be a Zoom meeting. The next one, Tesla is current on all payments at this point. And then last, Lockwood Senior Center collaboration is ongoing with our team, and the Rainbow Band-Aid HOA heard some requests and questions, and I listened to some thoughts down in that area about what might be appropriate for the Lockwood Senior Center. And we'll continue working with Stacy York and her group on scoping that community for what they want for a senior center and other county facilities in that area. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
No, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona?
Not today.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Austin. Story County Clerk, Vanessa Stevens.
I just wanted to give a quick update with tomorrow being Election Day. Early voting ended on Friday. We have 55.4% turnout countywide. That's early voters and mail ballots received. We'll have our four normal polling locations, one at the Slammer, one at the Mark Twain Community Center, one at the Highlands Fire Station, and the last at the Lockwood Fire Station. They will be open 7 to 7. This year, all those polling locations are vote centers, which means any registered voter in Story County can go to any polling location and vote. So if it's more convenient for you to stop in here in town, you're welcome to do that. Other than that, if anybody has any questions, please contact us.
Great. Thank you, Vanessa. All right. Have I missed any elected official, department head, or staff that wishes to go ahead and make a report today?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Morton. I do have a brief update from Director Wersbicki, if I may.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead, Mike. Thank you.
He left a list here for me. He says that the crews are going to continue to work on drainage issues around town, get ready for the inevitable precipitation. They are going to start the block wall modification at the courthouse parking lot after Election Day. And there will be some crack sealing in the Highlands, Virginia City, Six Mile Canyon, and Mark Twain areas as the weather permits. And that's all I have from Director Wersbicki.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Any other staff reports? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and that'll conclude item 7. We'll move on to item 8. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. I'll start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today, thank you, Marshal.
All right, thanks, Lance. Vice Chairman Carmona.
Nothing today.
All righty. I also have to go ahead and make mention today of the passing of another longtime Virginia City resident, Mario Montes. A lot of you know him as he worked at the Delta Saloon for Angelo Petrini for, I don't know, somewhere between 25 and 30 years. You'd mostly see him as a parking lot attendant, but he worked inside too. He helped out at the Ponderosa Saloon. He helped out at the Mark Twain Saloon. And most recently, he was working at the Bucket of Blood Saloon. And so Mario passed away last week. He was an immigrant from Mexico. And he was just hoping to get in another year or so to get his full Social Security benefits because he was going to move back to Mexico and live out his final days down there. But Unfortunately, he's in Mexico heaven right now instead. But anyway, we're going to miss Mario. He was a good guy and a fun-loving man, and everybody liked Mario. So we're going to miss him. We're going to move on now to item number 9. This is discussion for possible action. Approval resolution number 20-593 on the request by the Director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry to approve the findings of fact pertaining to the issuance of the industrial development revenue bonds in one or more issues in an aggregate amount not to exceed $20 million for the purpose of assisting in financing or refinancing a portion of the cost, constructing, improving, and equipping facility to be used for converting municipal solid waste into renewable fuel products located on an approximately 19.4-acre site to be located at 3600 Peru Drive in the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Storey County, Nevada. And this is what we've been dealing with this for more years than what I've been here. This is the Fulcrum Project. We have Jeannie Bernadetti in attendance and Terry Reynolds today, but I'll go to Mr. Osborne to go ahead and kick this off.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to pass this off to Terry Reynolds and Clay Harmon. Terry is from the Nevada Business and Industry, and I think he's got it from here. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Manager Osborne. This is Terry Reynolds, Director with the Department of Business and Industry. I would like to make sure I'm on. I'd like to thank you for getting this on for consideration. This is the sixth issue with Fulcrum Bioenergy, and to do really the last improvements to their plant and also to connect to solar energy. So we're pleased that they have been able to progress with their construction during this time. It's delayed somewhat, but they're back on schedule and going to be operating the plant. So if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them as to the findings of fact. And as Manager Osborne stated, that Jeannie Benedetti from Fulcrum is here to answer any questions on the project and the plant. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. All right. Lance, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding this
this resolution? I'm glad to see this finally coming to a close. I agree with Mr. Reynolds. I've been working on this probably the last 15 years. I'm not sure how long ago it started. Yeah. Started on another personal property. We went through a lot of approvals there, and then it moved to a second and then a third site. So this has been a work in progress for a long time, but certainly exciting for the state of Nevada and Storey County. I believe this is the first where we're actually looking at converting trash streams into a jet fuel product or a fuel product. It's an incredible state-of-the-art, very environmentally sensitive, and I'm proud that we're seeing it come to a close here, Mr. Reynolds. I hope this is the last chapter.
Right. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any questions or comments, sir?
No questions or comments.
All righty. And ask anybody else for Fulcrum. Jeannie, do you have anything you want to add to this? Or, I mean, I think you've explained it to us all six or seven times since I've been here. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working at this. This is Jeannie Benedetti from Fulcrum. I've been working at this for 13 years, and Lance is correct. You know, this is an exciting project. It's the first of its kind, and the project is over 90% complete, and we should be starting to see feeder tests now, which is where we actually are moving the feedstock, which is produced up there at Saddle Court, and actually start to process some of that repaired MSW through the feeder system, which will take it from the ground up to the top of the gasifier and start to work out some of the system. So we'll be commissioning the project here very shortly, and you'll start to see some activity. So it's an exciting time. So thank you very much for consideration and patience as we work through this project over the years. Thank you.
You bet, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to see everything operational. Excited.
Us too.
You bet. Was there anybody else from your group that wishes to speak?
No, I do not believe so, sir. Thank you.
Okay, very good. I'll open up for any public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve this resolution?
Yes, Chairman. Based on the recommendation by staff, I, Jay Carmona, approve resolution number 20-593 on the request by the Director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry to approve the findings of fact pertaining to the issuance of industrial development revenue bonds in one or more issues in the aggregate amount not to exceed $20 million for the purpose of assisting in the financing or refinancing of a portion of the costs of constructing, improving, and equipping a facility to be used for converting municipal solid waste into renewable fuel products located on approximately 19.4-acre site to be located at 3600 Peru Drive in the Tahoe Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, and or the improvements to and equipping the facility of the facility used for preliminary sorting and processing of municipal solid waste located on an approximately 10-acre site at 350 Saddleport in Mustang, Story County, Nevada. The project will be owned by Fulcrum Sierra Holdings, LLC, and operated by Fulcrum Bioenergy Incorporated. Approval of the Board of Finance is required pursuant to NRS 349.5802.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Ms. Benedetti, good luck once again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Reynolds. We'll move on now to item number 10. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and approval of Story County Proclamation for Flood Awareness Week, November 14th through the 22nd, 2019. Are we behind on this, or we have the wrong date on this? Ms. Canfield?
Oh, it's for November.
Yeah. It's supposed to be for 2020. We have this dated 2019 in the agenda.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, yes, this is 2020. Staff has been working with other local jurisdictions and with the state, and the state has Flood Awareness Week as November 14th through the 20th. As part of our participation, we're asking that Story County also do a proclamation recognizing Flood Awareness Week. There are less activities that the state is putting on this year because of the COVID, but if interested people want to go to NevadaFloods.org, there's a lot of information that's available on there and some different activities that they can look at and participate in if they so desire. So staff is recommending that we adopt this proclamation.
Very good. Is there a public comment regarding this proclamation? Hearing none, I'll go to our legal counsel. Mr. Loomis, does this proclamation need to be read into the record?
It's not required.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding this proclamation?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Carmona?
No questions, Chairman.
All right. Then, Jay, would you entertain a motion to approve this proclamation?
Yes. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve Story County, Nevada proclamation for recognizing Flood Awareness Week for November 14th through the 20th of 2020.
Very good.
Second that motion.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Moving on now to item number 11, discussion for possible action. Authorize and direct the county manager and staff to collaborate with the Lockwood Community Corporation, also known as the LCC, board and the Lockwood residents to establish a county maintenance and access easement on a portion of the LCC-owned land connecting Canyon Way to the Canyon GID water tank and area wireless communications facilities. A final easement is subject to approval of the LCC Board of Directors and the Story County Commissioners. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Humber, County Manager, for the record. So the community in Lockwood has expressed interest, particularly the Lockwood Community Corporation, LCC,
to have the county look at potentially taking maintenance ownership or maintenance easement of a portion of the road from Canyon Way going up to the Rainbow Bend and Lockwood, the full Canyon GID water towers are located, as well as the cell tower. It's being used by others other than the LCC. And kind of in a similar fashion to the Perry Ranch road easement, the road would still be owned by the LCC, a private community, but this easement may potentially help that community offset some of the costs created by others in the community for maintenance of that road, as well as enforcement of speed limit, sort of things like that. The action today really is just to ask the board to get direction to proceed forward in discussions with the LCC and the Canyon GID as well, and others in the community, and then come back to this board potentially with an easement if the board wants to approve that, as well as the LCC wants to approve that for maintenance improvements and reimbursement for certain engineering costs to improve and correct as well.
All right, very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have comments on this item?
Well, I'd like to share with the board that I support this very, very strongly. This is an element of perhaps danger and concern, potential liability. It is the subject of local utility, and it's been a long time coming. We've been looking at the washouts and the maintenance of the road, and LLC has done their best to invest and keep it up in a passable condition. But I would ask the other commissioners to take a hard look and join me in approving of this. I think it's a strong necessity there in our Rainbow Bend Lockwood community. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lance. Commissioner Carmona, do you want to weigh in?
I'm going to have to echo what Lance said.
All right.
See, it's happening.
Okay. Well, we open up for some public comment.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll add, there's about $127,000 improvement we would make to this area approximately so far. I want to make sure that's proper. Thank you.
All righty. Any public comment? None? Okay, I want to weigh in on this a little bit, is that I think that as we look at this easement, I mean, there are utilities that are involved there with the tower and stuff like that. The only problem that I have with it currently is that I don't see where Story County, where we are running either school buses, ambulances, or fire trucks over this, where these are the kind of the stipulations we've had in the past on this. I know that the GID, Canyon GID, utilizes that, so I'd like the GID to be part of this conversation as well, because I kind of don't think that the county should be responsible for 100% of maybe doing improvements on this if the county itself isn't benefiting from it, and only residents in that area. So I'd like to see the LLC, the GID, and Story County maybe cooperatively looking at this together. So with that, I think that staff should be directed to include all the parties. If there's no objection from my fellow commissioners. With that, I would go ahead and...
Marshall?
Yes, go right ahead, Lance.
Lance here. Marshall?
Go right ahead, Lance.
Yeah, the only comment I'd follow up on that is that there are residents, there are a number of residential units that access over that as well. So having the ability to get emergency vehicles up and to those residents are important. And so I would have that as a follow-up.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lance.
Chairman, the only thing I'm going to chime in on, I understand that normally, like in the case of my neighborhood, Cartwright, Lostown, emergency equipment is used, there are school buses. What I would say is, I understand 99% of the time this is going to be used by the county, but if this is something that has been requested by the community, I don't necessarily think that we should shoot it down. Everybody's or I shouldn't say everybody, but people have complained over the years that they don't see any benefit to their tax dollars. So, you know, projects like this, the improvement to the senior center, you know, all of these projects, whether the county directly benefits or not, I think, is why we want to move forward on a project like this. Well, you know, if the county is investing money into that community, at least the taxpayers can see some benefit. Not everybody will be directly benefited from this, but there's definitely a population in the river, you know, the river district that will benefit. So
well,
that's why I'm all for this.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with you on that, Jay. What I'm just saying is, I think that all parties who utilize it should be involved in it. The LCC. The GID and the county, if that's the way we're going to go. For the county to bore full responsibility is going to give ammunition for Highlands residents to come in and ask us to start paving their privately owned dirt roads. And so I think we're opening up a can of worms if we're going to go ahead and be solely responsible for improvements on private property.
Well, since you bring up the Highlands, you know, even though the school buses do use it, the 2 miles of Cartwright have been left alone for decades. And, you know, so I see it a little bit differently. But regardless, it is what it is.
Well, Cartwright is a paved road, and the county has gone ahead and put monies into maintaining that over the last several years.
Fair enough.
Okay. So anyway, with that said, go ahead and I'll go to you, Commissioner Carmona, to entertain a motion to go forward with this. But I would like to add that in, that that all parties involved, the GID and the LCC, participate in these negotiations as well.
Participate financially or just participate?
Yes, financially as well, yes.
So you'd like me to add that to the motion?
I would, if you wouldn't mind, sir. This is just step one of getting this off the ground.
Then I'd like to add, if we're going to have a motion, that certainly it can be considered as part of the negotiations. But I don't believe that the project should be contingent upon others participating. I think it can be part of the negotiations, but not a contingency.
That's fair enough.
You both are okay with that being a contingency, that's fine?
No, Commissioner Gilman does not want it to be a contingency that they participate financially. He just wants it to be part of the conversation to get started. Do I have that right, Lance?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mark.
All righty.
Mr. Chairman, before a motion's made, may I add something?
Sure, go right ahead.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. The intent of this item, as far as it was presented, was only just to authorize staff and yourself to proceed forward in discussion of this potential improvement into the future. It would ultimately be up to this board to accept whatever is to come before it as well. So no action being presented today to actually do this, other than to collaborate with those partners and go ahead and build the framework for everything and consider future board action, both by the LCC and by the Missouri County Commissioners. That's all I have.
Yeah, I think that's understood. Thank you, Austin. Go ahead, Jay. Jay, did you want to entertain a motion?
My apologies, I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay.
I, Jay Carmona, authorize and direct the county manager and staff to collaborate with the Lockwood Community Corporation Board and Lockwood residents to establish a county maintenance easement on a portion of the LCC-owned land connecting Canyon Way to the Canyon GID water tank and area wireless communication facilities. A final easement is subject to approval of the LCC Board of Directors and the Story County Commissioners. We would also like to add in this motion that financial responsibility may be talked about, and the LCC would participate in any potential financial outlay. I'm not sure how else you want me to add that in there.
I was saying the LCC and the GID is what my recommendation was.
The LCC and the GID.
I'll second the motion.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Now we'll move on to item number 12, discussion for possible action. Authorize the county manager and staff to begin implementation of the Mark Twain Flood Mitigation Project in accordance with the Mark Twain Dayton Valley Area Drainage Master Plan, including applying for grant funding, developing proposed sustainable funding stream and capital improvement plan updates, securing the right-of-way from the BLM, consulting the private property owners, working cooperatively with Lyon County and the Carson Water Subconservancy District, and providing quarterly progress reports to the board. Mr. Osborne, are you handling this, or is... I didn't look.
Yes, please, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. In about 2018, as you're aware, we have done a comprehensive flood mitigation study in Mark Twain, in the Mark Twain Estates area, Six Mile Canyon. And now it is time that we believe to put that study into implementation. And the first steps of that would be to collaborate with Lyon County. They are also impacted by the flood conditions and mitigation in the area. And also the collaborative funding sources and other cooperative partners we have, such as the Carson Water Subconservancy District and FEMA. All of us would work together to try to pool our resources to be eligible for FEMA funding, to do things like flood detention upstream, improve drainages, culverts, bridges, whatever other necessary structures would be needed, and also to work with local residences to try to work out agreements for right-of-way and maintenance easements for these drainages. So at this point, it's just a request to move forward and authorize staff to proceed forward in implementing this project. Thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin on this?
No question. Once again, I think it's another wonderful focus for us, the Mark Twain community. Thank you for that.
Yep, very good. Mr. Carmona?
No questions, Chairman.
All righty. We're open for public comment. Public comment on this? All right, hearing no comments. Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
Hi, Jay Carmona. Motion to authorize the county manager and staff to begin implementation of the Mark Twain Flood Mitigation Project in accordance with the Mark Twain Dayton Valley Area Drainage Master Plan, including applying for grant funding, developing proposed sustainable funding stream and capital improvement plan updates, securing right-of-way from the BLM, consulting with private property owners, working cooperatively with Lyon County and the Carson Water Subconservancy District, and providing quarterly progress reports to the board.
Very good. I have a motion. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a fiber circuit with AT&T at Story County Jail Facility for a term of 3 years at the new lower negotiated rate of $695.90 per month. The existing contract has expired in the current and is currently billed at $1,075.56 per month. This only pertains to existing fiber circuit. No new services, hardware costs, or changes will be incurred. Mr. Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think James Dean, our IT director, has this one covered. I know he's on it.
Okay, Mr. Dean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. James Dean, Story County IT director. So, as stated, the existing contract has expired. Over the years, the pricing with AT&T has been reduced as more and more fiber circuits in Virginia City have been lit up. So this is basically just a cost reduction with a new term of 3 years.
It's always good to save money on this. This is a substantial savings. Since you said they're lighting up more fiber optic in Virginia City, do you have any idea? Have they given you an indication when they're going to start going into businesses or residential areas and hooking them up, James?
Nothing official, but the infrastructure does exist in town. It's just a matter of bringing out pairs and putting them into the businesses and residences. I believe they're chasing more after the business aspect and typically requiring a 2 or 3 year contract before they would entertain providing those services. But I don't think they're really pushing much on the residential side. I know it is available, but you have to sign a term contract from what I understand.
Okay. Thanks for that. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of inquiries from businesses about going to fiber optic because service for their security cameras and their credit card processing is pretty slow with the existing system. Anyway, with
yeah,
that said,
yeah. We used to be relying on DSL, and now most of the businesses are moving to some kind of fiber or wireless connection for the bandwidth need.
Right. All righty. Commissioner Gilman, did you have any follow-up questions for James?
I do not, thank you.
Commissioner Carmona?
None, thank you.
All righty. Is there any public comment regarding this this new contract? Hearing none. Commissioner Carmona, before I ask you to entertain a motion, County Manager Osmore, did you say that you wanted to make a change to the... to the motion on this item?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and thank you. And I also want to note that there's budgetary considerations. We do have money for it. We work with the comptroller's office as well as the sheriff's office, as this does apply to the jail. We will be working with him on that, but these will be part of the admin budget of my office for the remainder of the year. And then next year, we'll work with the sheriff in budgetary matters for his office. And we've been in that conversation. We do want to ask to amend the language on this, just so that it is to authorize the county manager to approve this contract pending the DA's review with the Office of the District Attorney. Keith Loomis, our chief deputy DA, is still reviewing the contract and we'll be working out some of those legalities.
Did you get all of that, Jay?
I would like you to repeat that if possible, please.
Okay, and Commissioner Carmona, if you would like, I would just simply read the motion to approve and say something like, I, Commissioner, motion to approve via the whole thing as it is, and then just continue by authorizing the county manager to approve this contract pending district attorney review and concurrence.
All right.
And I'll take care of it.
And then I just have one. I just had one question for Austin. So the current contract at $1,075 per month, was that not originally in the jail's budget? Is that why you're parking the new contract in admin?
Yes, and I know our comptroller's on with us. And in case she disagrees with what I say, but that'd be correct. If we were to move this into the sheriff's budget, it would be an additional item. It would not be an additional item. County overall budget, budgetary-wise, we're going to just leave this outside of the sheriff's budget, and next year we'll go ahead and roll that in with the jail.
Well, where was the $1,075 budget item before?
What's that?
Where was the item before?
I don't know exactly what fund, but not the sheriff's office budget. One of the reasons this has changed budgetary-wise, because right now the 911 dispatch center is in the jail, and a lot of integration has occurred in there because of that. We're moving the 911 center out of the jail and into the bank building. That will leave the jail exclusively a jail, and then we'll have to make those budgetary cleanups because of this. The bank building 911 dispatch center will have its own budget, and the jail will have its own separate clean budget in the next cycle.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. All righty, so Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain the motion.
Yep. I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve the approval of a three-year term contract with AT&T for the fiber circuit at the Story County Jail Facility at the renegotiated rate of $695.90 per month. Allowing the county manager to approve pending district attorney's review of the contract. Is that correct?
I would suggest so, unless Mr. Lundis has anything else he'd like to add.
No, that's good. Thank you.
All right, very good. I have a motion. Now do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 14, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of action regarding disposal of a walk-through body scanner metal detector to be sold or donated to another law enforcement agency. Who's going to handle that, Austin?
Looking to the sheriff, I believe, was going to come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I can cover it, Austin. The piece of equipment is one of the big walk-through scanners that's been at the courthouse in the past. Present time, it's not being used. The courts were not wanting it any longer, so it's basically just something taking up space that we have no more use for. So we're just looking at finding a way of disposing of it, and we figured we would do that through other courts or law enforcement agencies around the state or the country who may have an interest in it.
All right. Very good. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the sheriff?
I have no questions. Thank you, Marshal.
All righty. Commissioner Carmona?
No questions, Chairman.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Commissioner Carmona, if I'd get a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the disposal or donation of a walk-through body scanner metal detector. That's it.
All righty. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Item number 15, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to reimburse Story County Fire Protection District an amount not to exceed $88,000 for the retrofit of a new ambulance. This cost is directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic from March 1st, 2020 through December 30th of 2020. The funds would be reimbursed from Story County allocation of the CARES Act funds. So, Austin, who's going to handle that? Laura Mather? You going to handle this for us?
I am.
Very good.
Thank you. Good morning again, Laura Mather, Community Relations Coordinator, for the record. The Story County Fire Protection District has reached out to us and requested to be reimbursed an amount not to exceed $88,000 under the CARES Act funding. These funds would purchase medical equipment that is directly related to the county's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The equipment would be installed in a new ambulance. We do have the funds available in our CARES Act allotment, and the cost does fall specifically under the guidelines as laid out by the governor's office.
Very good. Thanks, Laura. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I do not. Thank you, Marshal.
Very good. Commissioner Carmona?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this $88,000 for reimbursement? Hearing no questions, Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the reimbursement of an amount not to exceed $88,000 to the Story County Fire Protection District for the retrofit of a new ambulance. This cost is directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds will be reimbursed from Story County's allocation of CARES Act funds upon receipt of all invoices and proof of payment by the Story County Fire Protection District.
I'll second that motion.
Very good. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 16 is to recess as the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bring us up to item number 17, discussion for possible action, approval of a request for medical leave of absence without pay per Article 39 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement between the Story County Fire Protection District and the Story County Firefighters Association, IAFF Local 4227. Ms. Green.
Yes, a firefighter was injured in an off-duty accident
Both the fire chief and the HR director are recommending that the fire board approve a 6-month leave of absence for this employee.
Right. Thank you, Jeannie. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing no questions, Commissioner Carmona, would you entertain a motion to approve?
Yes, Chairman. In accordance with the recommendation of the Fire Chief and HR Director, I.J. Carmona, motion to approve a 6-month medical leave of absence for a firefighter in conformance with Article 39 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement between Story County Fire Protection District and the Story County Firefighters Association, IAFF, Local 4227.
Very good. I have a motion. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. At this time, we're going to recess as the Story County Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bring us up to item number 19, which is a discussion for possible action, the approval of business license second readings. I don't know, do we have Martin still on board? If not, do you want to handle this, Austin?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. The Community Development Department recommends approval of second reading business licenses, items A through F.
All righty. And is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing no public comment, Commissioner Carmona, if you'd entertain a motion to approve.
Yes, Chairman. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through F.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Bring us along to item number 20. This is public comment. We'll take no action. Do we have public comment today? All right, no public comment, okay. We'll be back here in 2 weeks to canvass the votes, and then we'll be here in 2 weeks and 1 day for a regularly scheduled county commissioners meeting. So as always, remember to vote. Just remember, Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats on Wednesday. We'll see you later. We're adjourned.